我们看箴言29:18第一句。
The sins of the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18.
箴言29:18头一句。
Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18, the first phrase, first part.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
如果没有意象的话，
if there is no vision,
不信就分散，
people become scattered.
不信就遗忘，
people are ruined.
三世纪，
A book of Exodus,
第三章，
chapter 3,
我们从第一节念起，念到
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 5.
出埃及记第三章第一节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 1.
摩西模样他有父，米甸祭司耶德禄对羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了审的山，就是何里山。
Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law.The priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the waste, side of the wilderness, and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
耶和华的使者从境界里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料境界被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire.Yet the bush was not consumed.
摩西说我要过去看这大异象，这境界为何没有烧坏呢？
So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight. Why the bush is not burned up?
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从境界里呼叫说，摩西，摩西，他说我在这里。
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look,God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, here I am.
神说不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then he said, do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
我们再看《使徒行传》
，And we'll turn to the Book of Acts,
26:19
Chapter 26, verse 9.
十九集。
19, verse 19.
使徒行传26:19
Acts chapter 26, verse 19.
亚基伯王啊，我姑子没有违背那从天上。来的意象。
Consequently, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedience to the heavenly vision.
我们就是念这么多。
We will just read this portion of the scripture.
因着神的恩典
，because of God's grace,
我们在过去两次的中间
，during these past two sessions,
我们稍微看一点神对于树林灵柩的看法。
We come to have a look of what God wants of this spiritual leadership.
我们知道在神的工作上面，灵修的人物是非常的重要。
We realize that in God's work, this matter of leadership is vital to God's interest.
如果有那个正当的灵修，不定就在神的面前蒙福。
If there are the suitable vessels, instrument in God's hand, then God's people will be blessed.
如果灵秀在神的面前有问题，我们看见个性就受害。
If leaders are in question, and then the people will suffer much.
在树林灵秀这件事情上，
in this matter of spiritual leadership,
并不是高高在上在那里发号施令。
It is not you are sitting up in a high position and giving command.
乃是做众人的仆人。
But you become a servant to all.
乃是做众人的奴隶。
You became a slave to all.
神今天在地方还是在那里寻找这样的人。
And God is today still looking for such vessels.
如果他能找到这样的人，能躲入苦口的话。
If he can find such vessels that are willing to humble themselves.
可以躲住那个破口。
If they can stop the breach. Or stop the breach. So, gap, breach the gap.
这样神就能赦免他自己的百姓。
And then God can establish his people.
并且能做他的工作。
And then he began to do his work.
所以我们知道属灵的领袖在神的工作上是何等的重要。
And you can see that spiritual leadership is very vital to God's heart.
我们昨天早晨也看了一点领袖是怎么样产生的。
Yesterday we looked into this matter of the making of God's making of a leadership.
我们知道说这件事完全在乎神的拣选。
We saw that this matter is all dependent upon God Himself.
也是说不是你们拣选我，是你是我拣选你。
The Lord said, "It's not that I have you have chosen me, but I have chosen you."
有一件很稀奇的事。
There's one marvelous thing.
就是神在那里并不拣选那些自以为有智慧的人。
God is not there to choose those who think of themselves as wise.
他并不拣选那些自以为有能力的人。
He's not interested in choosing those who think themselves they are mighty.
他也并不拣选那些自以为有的人。
He's not there to choose those who think themselves they are noble.
反而我们看见神常常是拣选那些愚拙的人。
We find oftentimes we find God is looking for those that are foolish.
神在那里拣选那些软弱的人。
And He's looking for those who are weak.
神在那里拣选那些无有的人。
And he is looking for those who are not.
因为那些自以为有智慧、有能力、有的人。
And those who think themselves they are wise and they are mighty, they are noble.
他们不肯把自己放在主的手里。
They're not willing to give themselves up.
他们要照着他们自己的意思去做。
They want to rely on their own natural resource.
因此，我们的主就不能使用他们。
Therefore, our God cannot use them.
但是那些愚拙的、软弱的、无有的
，But those who are foolish, those who are weak, those who are base.
如果他们有一颗心向着我们的主
，If they do have a heart toward the Lord,
他们愿意接受从主那里来的对付
，If they are willing to accept the dealings of the law,
我们就看见说主能拣选这一方的人并且使用他。
And we can see God wants to choose this kind of people and use them.
所以我们说神所拣选的人是不能的人。
So we say God is looking for those people that cannot choose them.
受主的对付。
They deal by the law.
知道自己什么都不能。
They realize there's nothing in themselves.
但是神拣选他们。
But God chose them.
他们也不能说起来来侍奉他。
And when God chose them, they cannot but help but serve him.
这样的人乃是神所能使用的。
This is the kind of people God can use.
我们今天早晨愿意在这里再往前进一步。
And this morning, we would like to go a step further.
我们要一同在主面前来看。
We want to look together before the Lord.
虽然神拣选是凭着他的主权，
even God chose according to His sovereignty,
并不根据我们天然有什么。
That's not dependent on what we have or what we possess naturally.
但是当神拣选人的时候，
when God chose the person,
他的确确确在他拣选人的身上有所要求。
He does a demand.Upon this person that he chose.
他有他自己的标准。
He has his standard.
如果够不上他标准的人。
If you do not meet up to his standard.
可以梦到但是还是不能选上。
You are called, but you are not chosen.
他有他自己所的要求。
He has his demand.
如果这些的要求不能答应的话，
if these demands are not met,
神还是没有办法来使用。
God still cannot use you.
当然这些的要求乃是因着人在神的面前。
Of course, this man's demand is depending on our condition before the Lord. If we are willing to place ourselves in the Lord's hand, willing to receive His dealing, willing to receive the work of the cross, therefore the Lord can create in them a condition. This very condition allows them to be used by God. We know those who are in the place of leadership, they are those who can influence other people. If you want to influence other people, you have to see something yourself. You have to be able to walk before people. And therefore you can encourage others to follow you. But if you do not see yourself, if you do not know where you're going, how can you lead others to go on? So the one who is in a place of leadership is one who has foresight. He sees something. So he has seen something. Therefore he can share with the others what he has received. And encourage others to go on together with him. So in God's requirements, the first requirement is that we must have vision. If we have no vision, the scripture says when there's no vision, the people are on the string. Because if there's no vision, they are all scattered. They are scattered. If there's no vision, they cannot go any further. If there is vision, he can share his vision with those who do not have the vision, and bring them forward toward the goal. What is vision? Vision does not mean that we see something with our natural eyes. Sometimes God, because of His mercy, He sometimes allows us to see something with our physical eyes.
But we know, 真正的说来,
but strictly speaking,
意象并不是指说我们在肉体的眼睛看见了什么。
Vision is not something which we can see with our natural eyes.
意象乃是在我们灵的深处有所看见。
Vision is something we see from the depth of our spirit.
我们灵的深处被开启,
the depth of our spirit is open up.
神就把他自己的心意,
God reveals what in His heart in the depth of our spirit.
是否成为佛乃是启示,
from God's point of view, it is revelation.
是否我们来说乃是意象,
and from our point of view, it's vision.
我们的神本来是一个极大的奥秘,
our God is a great mystery.
没有人知道神,
nobody knows God.
没有人知道神的心意是什么,
nobody knows what is in God's heart.
没有人知道神的旨意是什么,
nobody knows what is God's will.
没有人知道神所要的是什么,
nobody knows what God wants.
没有人知道神在那里做的是什么,
nobody knows what He's doing.
神是一个极大的奥秘,
He is a great mystery.
但是感谢上帝神,
but thank God and
thank God.
One day He wants to reveal Himself to us.
好像一个门子把它揭开一样
，like a curtain it opens up。
当他自己向我们启示的时候
，when he reveals himself to us，
在我们灵的深处，我们就看见了他
，in the depth of spirit we see him，
我们就看见了他的心意
，we see his what in his heart，
我们就明白了他的旨意
，we understand his will，
我们就开始领会他的地方所做的究竟是做什么
，and we begin to comprehend what he wants。To do on this earth.
这个就是我们在这里所说的意见。
This is what we mean by revelation.
意见，意念是对属灵的事情有透视精
神。Vision is something that gives a spiritual person an insight.
另外一面对将来的事情我们有见解。
And number one, regarding the future, we have a foresight.
工作如果没有意向的话
，if there's no vision in the work without vision，
工作没有意向还是劳碌
，work without vision is just work，
toiling，
laboring。
意向没有工作是梦想。
Work without
vision without work.有意向又有工作乃是属灵的事分
Vision and work is spiritual service
我再把它重复一遍
Brother, would like to repeat one more time
工作没有意向是劳碌
Work without vision is toiling or laboring
我们看见有许多人在那里劳劳碌碌
We see many people there are working very hard
好像非常的辛苦
As though they were work to the point exhausting
因为一切的事都在他的肩膀上
Because everything is upon their shoulders
他要想出办法来
He has to think of a way
他要用他自己力量去完成他所想出的办法
He wants to use your natural energy to fulfill his work
非常的劳苦
It's hard work
因为没有意见
Because there's no vision
他不知道在哪里做的是什么
So he doesn't know what he's doing
但是反过来说
But on the other hand
有的人好像有所看见
Some people do see something
有了意见
They do have vision
但是他不受够
But they do not have a work
没有意见你工作在哪里
No work at all
这样就变成在哪里做梦
So these are the people like they are dreaming
毫无所看见
Nothing accomplished
所以我们看见说
So we see here
意向加上工作
Vision plus work
这样才是
This is spiritual service.
我们真正要的侍奉我们的主。
If we are ready to serve the Lord,
我们必须要有意向。
We need vision.
然后加上我们的工作。
Then we add work to it.
这样才就能得着我们的侍奉。
And then we are able to serve the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们非常需要意向。
We need vision.
什么是意向
？What is vision?
意向是我们方向。
Vision give us direction.
意向叫我们能分辨。
Vision give us discernment.
意向给我们目标。
Vision give us goal.
当我们往前走的时候
，When we move forward，
我们要碰到许许多多的艰难和问题。
We meet many obstacles and problems.
如果没有意向的话，我们里面就没有冲击的能力。
If we have no vision, there's no strength to go on.
我们很容易灰心，很容易上当。
We get discouraged very easily.
如果我们里面真是有意向的话
，If really have vision，
我们无论碰到怎样的艰难。
No matter what difficulty we encounter,
我们没有办法放手
，we cannot let go.
因为我们没有第二条路可以走
，because we have no other choice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
意向在神的工作上占极重要的地位。
Vision and the work of God stands in a very important place.
而这是今天有许多的人在哪里工作
？It's sad to say that there are many people who are doing the work. Like many of them simply doing God's work.
They
are all kinds of churches on this earth.
And they all do
it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And so
they are all doing it unto the Lord. But there is lack of
faith.
And they do it according to their own thinking. And do it according to their natural energy. And so it's very, very, exciting. Before men, so there's much accomplishment. But brothers and sisters, one day when we stand before the throne of Jesus, before his judgment
seat,
all these things are hay, stubble, and of no value. They have no eternal value. Brothers and sisters, because of this, we have a deep, deep feeling with
knowledge.
We need vision. We need to see something before the Lord. We have to see what man cannot see. Moses saw what man cannot saw. So we see that within him there is power. Even though when he brought Israel out of Egypt, he encountered many problems. Because he saw the God who cannot be seen. He can endure to the end. If there's no vision, in the work of God, we are so easy to be discouraged. We are all very easy to be negative. If we have vision, we cannot be negative. We have to be positive. We cannot be discouraged. Because inside we have full of hope. So brothers and sisters, the first thing we need before the Lord. We need to see a vision. First of all, who are in a place of leadership. We need to lead others. To help others. We ourselves do not have vision. How can we share this vision with our brothers and sisters? Is this not blind leading the blind? Is this not we are circling around the wilderness? And we will all die in the wilderness. We cannot enter into God's promised land Canaan. This is one of the biggest problems we face today. Brothers and sisters, in many places around the world, we thank God. There are many love the Lord. Not many. There are those who do love the Lord. In this throughout the world, in many places, those who are on fire for the Lord, we have many. There are many who are on fire for the Lord. There are those who are willing to sacrifice for the Lord. But one thing that's lacking among us, among God's people, there is a lack of vision. Particularly those who are in the place of leadership. They lack vision. Because of this, because we see God's people are struggling. We see God's people are all broken up. We can see, we see God's people in ruin. So we need to be before the Lord. Ask God to give us a spirit of revelation. That we may really know Him. In our spirit we see something.
叫我们每把我们所看见的来带领我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we can use what we've seen from the Lord, share with the others.
我愿意从圣经的里面。
I like to use the scripture.
举两个例子。
Use two examples.
一个是在旧约的里面。
One in the Old Testament.
一个是在新约的里面。
One in the New Testament.
给我们看见异象的重要。
To see the importance of vision.
我们知道在旧约的里面。
In the Old Testament.
摩西是成为神的仆人。
Moses is a servant of God.
他也是神所兴起的那个领袖。
And he was the one who raised by God to be a leader.
我们在他的身上可以学习许多的功课。
On this particular person, Moses, we can learn many, many lessons.
当对方说
，For example,
我们知道，摩西他起来做领袖，不是他自己拣选的。
We know that Moses became a leader not because he's on choosing.
乃是由神拣选了他。
It was because God chose him.
因为当摩西生下来的时候
，When Moses was born,
实在他是不能活的。
In the way he cannot live.
因为法老有命令
because Pharaoh had a decree.
所有希伯来人生的男孩子
all the male part of the Hebrew
都要丢在尼勒河里面
are to be thrown into the Nile River.
因为法老王要灭这个种族
because Pharaoh wants to destroy this race.
对于按照人来说
，according to man，
摩西他生下来是应当死的。
When Moses, the moment he was born, he ought to die。
而摩西他没有机会拣选来做领袖。
Moses has no choice to become a leader。
是谁拣选他
？It was God who chose him。
虽然他生在这样的环境里面
，even though he was born in such a condition，
可以说有死的判决在他的头上。
You can see that the death sentence was pronounced upon him。
是因着神奇妙的怜悯
，because God's mercy，
我们看见他的生命得以保存。
We can see that his life was preserved。
不但生命得以保存
，not only his life was preserved，
因为他40年之久在埃及的皇宫里面
，and he was 40 years in the palace of the king of Pharaoh。
他学了埃及所有一切的学问
，he learned all the wisdom of Egypt。
他大有才能，大有口才
，he was mighty in speech。
可以说这个人是在神。主宰的在那里保守他
，so you can see that this is God's sovereignty preserving him。
所以我们可以说摩西他并没有拣选神
，so you can see it is not the Moses chose God。
实在是神拣选了这个人
，it was God who has chosen him。
当他40岁的时候。
At the age of 40,
他有意要去看望他的弟兄们。
He desired to visit his brethren.
我们不知道这种意念从哪里来的。
We do not know where that motivation came from.
我们所能想象的。
According to our thinking,
因为法老的女儿把摩西从水里救出来之后。
The daughter of Pharaoh rescued Moses from the Nile River.
我们就看见摩西他亲生的母亲啊，就做摩西的保姆了。
And we see that the Moses' mother became his nursemaid.
所以很可能当他的母亲在那里喂奶给他的时候
，It's possible that when she was nursing him,
他就把水。灌输到摩西的里面去。
He shared the things of God with Moses.
在摩西还没有断奶的时候
，before Moses was weaned.
当时的时候断奶不像我们今天。
In those days it's different from our day.
你如果读圣经的话，你要看见说好像断了奶就可以送到圣殿里头去。
You see the steps after weaning, and then the child can be brought into the temple.
当我断了奶就送到圣殿里去。
Last time it was when he was brought into the temple.
那么今天你断奶了，你就没有办法叫他去侍奉了。
But today we cannot do that.
所以古时的时候断奶是比较晚一点。
Because in those days you wean the baby at much at a later age.
所以摩西还没有断奶，就送到他的女儿那里去的时候。
So before Moses was weaned, before he was brought into the palace.
很可能他的母亲就在那里，不但把神告诉摩西。
His mother shared Moses about the God of Israel.
并且对摩西说，神这样的看过你，一定神在你身上有所旨意。
Yes, and she would say that the way how God preserved your life, God must have a purpose for you.
或是神要用你要拯救我们这一般受压迫的民族。
It's possible that God will use you to deliver His people.
所以很小的时候，摩西里面就有这样一个种子种在那里。
So when Moses was very small, this seed was planted in his heart.
虽然四十年受了埃及各种的学问
，But after 40 years, he was influenced by the Egyptian culture.
但是那些世界上各种的学问不能。除去这里面那个东西
The influence and negative Jesus cannot remove that thing that's in his heart.
我身边要对做父母的弟兄姊妹说话
So I want to speak a word with the mothers and fathers.
请把一个小孩子放在你的手里头
God place a child in your hand.
这是你一个很大的责任。
This is your great responsibility.
你应当在喂奶的时候，就要把全灌输到他的心里。
When you are nursing that child, you must bring the Lord to that child.
嗯，如果你从小的时候就用主的道在那里培养他
，If you instruct him in the ways of the Lord when he was young,
他到了老也不会离开主的道路。
When he grows up, he will not depart from the way of the
Lord. 就算是所有的学问，也不能把他里面的种子。
And so all the wisdom of Egypt cannot remove that seed in Moses' heart.
So at the age of
14, so he had a desire to visit his brethren. And we see that he went out. He went out to deliver his brethren. He assumed that his brethren ought to know that he was their leader. But we see in this situation, Yes, Moses' knowledge of God was only a second hand. He had no intimate first hand knowledge of God. All that he had he received through his mother. And he relied on this second-hand information. And use his natural energy. Want to be a leader.
And
want to be a deliverer.
结果我们看见不但在他自己的同胞拒绝
not only rejected by his own brethren,
也是被神所拒绝
and he was also rejected by God.
所以我们看见说今天神拣选属灵的领袖
and so we see when God chose a spiritual leader,
不但是他独裁的权柄
is not sovereignty.
今天我们看见他并不是因着你有任何的才能所以他拣选
It's not because you have something yourself that he chose you.
摩西逃到旷野的里面
So Moses ran away to the wilderness.
他40年之久
For 40 years.
他在神面前有新的学习
And you learn lessons before God.
因神给他看见说
On one side, God allowed him to see.
他过去40年所学习的
All those that he learned 40 years ago.
具体天赋的才能
And all the natural resources, all natural abilities.
以及他从世界所学来的
All that he had learned from the world.
这些东西在神的工作上毫无用处
All this as far as God's work is concerned they are useless
他必须让这些的东西经过死亡
He must allow these things to go through death
他绝不能依靠这些来做领袖的工作
He cannot rely on this to help him in this matter of leadership
40年之久他把他过去40年所学的完全把他学掉
So for 40 years he undo all those things he had learned before
另外一方面
on the other hand
他在神的学校里面
he, in the school of God
因为在那个时候他在旷野看羊
because in that time he was shepherding in the wilderness
可以说他与大自然接触
he was in touch with the great nature
他在那里与神自己在那里有接触
and there he communed with God
他从神那里有新的学习
and there he received new things from God
听说他经过的失败
because of his past failure
他 其实认识他的自己。
He realized himself.
因此他在旷野里面的孤单。
So because of his loneliness in the wilderness,
叫他有机会从神那里有所学习。
Allow him to learn from the Lord.
所以当他80岁的时候
，So at the age 80,
圣经告诉我们说
，The scripture tells
you, 有一天他在看羊的时候
，One day he was keeping the sheep.
他看见在那里有荆棘、废和扫帚。
He saw there was a bush burning.
我们知道在旷野的里面，满了荆棘。
So we know that in the wilderness there are full of bushes.
许多的树都不能长
，because there's nothing can grow.
所以是有荆棘长在那里。
So the only bushes growing in the wilderness.
这些的荆棘因为太干的缘故。
And all these bushes because they're all very dry.
你用不着点火，它自己会烧起来。
You do not need to match the fire to light the fire. Sometimes they burn by themselves.
它自己烧起来一烧。
So once they burn, immediately it's consumed.
这个摩西在40年中间不知道看见了多少的荆棘都被烧毁。
So for 40 years, Moses saw countless of such events.
这个是在这个很平常的事情。
It's a very common thing in the wilderness.
但是在那一天他看见在平常的里面有非常。
But this time he saw something that's common, but there's something unusual, uncommon in the common.
他看见说这个荆棘被火烧。
He saw that this bush was burning.
这个是很平常的事。
It's a very ordinary thing.
但是自己这个荆棘没有毁掉。
Strange enough, the bush was not consumed.
反而在那里发光。
And even there, it is a flame.
这是一个意见。
This is a vision.
所以他就跑过去要看为什么这样呢？
So he turned around to see what's happening.
大家过去的时候
And when he turned around,
神在荆棘的火里面说话
And God in the bush, burning bush spoke to him.
神说摩西，摩西
God called Moses, Moses.
你不要进去了。
Do not come further.
因为这是圣地
Because you are standing in
the middle of the
ground. You must take off your sandals.
我们知道特别的意思
We know what it means by taking off
your sandals. 在公司的时候
In the olden days,
所有的奴仆都是赤脚的
All the slaves are without shoes
儿子就是鞋子的
They only wear sandals
凡是奴仆都没有鞋子穿的
All slaves they have no shoes to wear
所以主在那里好像对他说
So I think the Lord is saying to Moses
这是圣地
This is holy ground
我在这里
I'm here
你要脱去你的鞋
You have to take off your shoes
因为你在我面前像一个奴仆一样
You, In front of me you are like a servant to me
我是不到的地方
Moses fell flat on the ground.
心里满了惧怕
He was fearful.
他看见了一个大的异象
Because he saw a vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这个异象是什么
What is this vision?
我们知道在过去的时候
We know in the past.
摩西在40年之前
40 years before.
他在那里想拯救以色列的人
He was thinking of delivering God's people.
虽然他这个心愿是好的
even though his heart was right.
但是他没有意向
but he had no vision.
他在那里工作
he worked.
完全是凭着他母亲所传下来的那一点意念
His work depending upon what he received from his own mother
他没有意见
He had no vision
结果这个工作完全失败
And because that his work was failed
现在神就开始给他看见一个大的
And now God gave him a vision
因为看见有这个意见
Because of this vision
我们看见他的工作就开始
We see that it's the beginning of his work
荆棘被火烧
Bush burning
这个意象究竟给我们看见什么呢
What can we learn from this vision
这个意象最早给我们看见三方面
This vision at least allows us to see three things
据说这个复活的荆棘
The burning bush
神就给摩西看见神的奥秘
God allowed Moses to see God's mystery
也给摩西看见以色列的奥秘
He allowed Moses to see the mystery of Israel
也给摩西看见摩西自己的奥秘
And he allowed Moses to see his own mystery
换一句话说
Another word
据说这个复活的荆棘
If using the burning bush, God revealed his heart or his mystery to Moses.
这一个境界,
this bush,
在神的奥秘的里面,
in God's mystery,
就是代表神的儿子,
represents God's Son, the Lord Jesus.
虽然我们的主耶稣与神同等并不是强多的,
even our Lord Jesus was, he was equal with God, so not something to be grasped of.
但是我们的主他真心地把
But our Lord willingly emptied himself. He took up the form of a slave. He put on humanity. So this bush represents the incarnation, the Lord Jesus. Before he is in glory and majesty. Because he is the Son of God. Because he is God. He dwells in glory. Being worshipped by the angels. He emptied all his glory. He came to this world. And he put on humanity. The scripture tells us he put on a very
The likeness of simple flesh.
He took on the likeness of simple flesh. From this we all have sinned. We this body of sin. But our Lord just took on the likeness of flesh. As though he put on humanity. But he had no sin. The likeness of sin. But there's no sin. Our Lord has no sin. From human point of view. As though he put on the form of flesh. He had flesh. Bush is the curse. In the book of Genesis, when man sins,
we
can see the earth grow with thorns and thistles.
所以禁绝乃是咒诅的意思。The
soul and physical is cursed.
我们的主耶稣他是无罪是圣洁。Our
Lord Jesus is holy and not sinless.
当他生下来的时候，天使说所生的乃是那一个圣者。And
so when he was born, the angel said he's a holy child.
但是从人方面来看他，But
from human point of view,
他好像是一个禁绝一样。As
though he is a thorn bush.
好像他也是被咒诅的。
As though he is under curse. Because he came in the likeness of man.
But
he had no sin. That is the Lord Jesus. And how he humbled himself. Become a man. He joined with us. As though a lot of thorn bush.
And
we are all thorn bushes. And he'd like to become one of us. But thank God. Even though he had a form of sinful flesh, but God dwells within him. As though God dwells in a bush. God dwells in him. Outside he is man, but inside he is God. God was with him. God dwells within him. God says, this is my beloved son, with whom I'm pleased. Not only God dwells within him, and God speaks to him. How does God speak to a bush? God speaks through the Lord Jesus. You know that in Hebrews chapter
1,
in the past,
God
through the prophets, and through the
to our fathers,
and they have been struck in many ways. But in the last day, God speaks in His Son. God speaks today through the Lord Jesus. Because God, the Lord Jesus is God's word. God, all the words God says through the Lord Jesus, they are the most important words. They are the most
the final words.
When the Lord Jesus has spoken, we should not say any further. All that God wants to say, He had already said. Thank God.
So God to us. He manifests God to us. Fire was burning there. The fire represents the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus was not born of the Spirit. When He was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down and dwelt in Him. And when He came to preach the gospel, He was full of power. Because the power, through the power of the Holy Spirit, He accomplished God's work. This is the mystery of God. God's mystery through the same book unveiled to Moses. If we are to serve the Lord today, we need to understand God's mystery. We have to see the meaning of the burning bush. We must know the incarnate Lord Jesus. We have to hear God is speaking through the Lord Jesus. We remember on the Mount of Transfiguration. And the Lord says, "This is my beloved Son, to whom I'm more pleased." Listen to Him. We must hear His voice. We are also all the work the Lord is on this earth is all work through the Holy Spirit. Through the eternal Spirit, He offers Himself up as an offering. And once He finished the work we've done, this is God's
mystery.
This is what we have to see. Otherwise, we cannot be in the place of leadership. We have no way of serving the Lord. This burning bush has a second meaning. God, through this burning bush, revealed to Moses the mystery of Israel. In those days, if Israelites were in Egypt a slave, and they were a burning bush, as though they were all from bushes. They are of very low. And they suffered the oppression of Egyptians. But God allowed Moses to see something. On a human eye, Israelites were nothing but bushes.
And then the same
But God was in the midst of them.
They
were not destroyed because God was in the midst. Fire was burning. They had many, many fires. And so many, many fire and tribulation came among his people. The more they oppressed, the more they increased. And
those
fire cannot consume them.
不能把他们烧掉,
and not only can I consume them,
but
even grow with a bright
flame.
Even grow and grow. And God
promised,
this is my people.
虽然他们不过是境界,
even though they are nothing but
compulsive,
I am with them.
虽然让他们经过许多的苦难,
even though I allow them to go through many difficulties, through all
the struggles,
I bring them to glory. And this is my purpose for the nation of Israel. And Moses saw this. And then when he sees what is concerned, he has a direction. Brothers and sisters, we can use this and apply it to the church. Because Israelites are the earthly God's chosen people. So we are the chosen, we are the heavenly people. So in a way, we can say that this burning bush represents the church. Now, what kind of people are in the church? Church is with those who are sinners obtain grace. We are all sinners. We are all under curse. Since the Lord has brought us to himself, because of us he became a curse. And he called us saints. From human point of view, the world look at us, the world look at church as though we are burning bush. They see nothing of us. Because we are in the sight of the world, we are of no account. Because even on our own sight, we know we are nothing. But thank God. From even though they look at us, we are nothing but thorn
bushes.
But thank God our Lord dwells in us.
主耶稣说,
the Lord says, when two or three,
有两三个人奉我的名聚会,
whenever there's two or three that gather in my name,
我就在他们里头,
I'll present myself in the midst of them.
虽然我们不过是信节,
even though we are from bushes,
但是神是以我们为他的居所,
but God takes us to be his dwelling.
很愿意住在我们中间,
he desires to dwell in the midst of us.
这个火就是代表圣灵的管制,
this fire represents the work of the Holy Spirit, the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天,
we obtain grace. We became the church. And the Lord is now
missed.
But in our lives, there are many things that are not pleasing to him. There are many things that we cannot correspond to his nature. So the Holy Spirit is just like fire, disciplining us. It's burning within us.
And
all that is of the flesh, she's burned them away. All that it is of the natural, he's consumed them. All that is from the world, he consumed them. All that is from sin, he consumed them. All that is from self, he consumed them. But one interesting
thing,
even though it's burned and burned,
我们小孩在那里,
and we're still there.
不但他在那里,
not we're only still there,
but we are growing.
这是将来的,
because
we are transforming. We are changed by the Holy Spirit. One day God will obtain a glorious church.
没有瑕疵, 没有斑点,
no shame, no blemish.
乃是圣洁, 没有瑕疵,
holy without blemish.
这个是神对教会的旨意。
The more we look at them, the more we discourage. And if we look at ourselves, we also get
discouraged.
We are all nothing but thorn bushes. If you put all these thorn bushes together, still thorn bushes. The Lord wear a crown of thorns. He made this crown of thorns as a crown of glory. Do you know the meaning of it? That crown is you
and I.
We are that crown.
We
pierced his head. But he maintained his glory. He wants to dwell in the midst of us. He used the fire of spirit to burn us. He's very patient. He's there burning. He
wants
to get rid of all that is impure. He wants to burn from us. We have hope. Because we know God is the midst of us. If God is not in the midst of us, then we will be all consumed to nothing. If God is in our midst, the more we are burning, the more we grow. The Holy Spirit in the church doing the work of disciplining. Allow us to grow
and
thank God. That day will come. The church will become a glorious church.
没有斑点,
no blemish and no wrinkles.
但是圣洁,
glory without holy, without blemish.
弟兄姊妹,
you can serve the Lord.
the third point.
这个荆棘最后烧。
This burning bush, the Lord allows him, Moses, to see himself.
谁说要用的欺凌的奥秘？
God, the mystery of the virtue of God, whom he wants to use.
不但谁是一个奥秘，
not only God is a mystery,
社会是一个奥秘，
the church is a mystery.
神的欺凌也是一个奥秘，
the virtue of God is also a mystery.
谁说用的欺凌是什么东西呢？
What kind of virtue is God?
在一个境界。
There are nothing but thorn bushes.
在四十年之前
，40 years ago，
摩西以为他自己是棕树。
Moses thought he was a palm tree.
好像我们弟兄昨天晚上说的
，Right out of the land, say last night.
他以为自己是棕树。
He thought he was a palm tree.
他高高的顶尖
，very very tall.
因为这样才能得胜。
He thought this way he can gain victory.
那当然是他不认识自己。
For 59.
神就祝福他。
God deal with him.
让他失败。
Allow him to say,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，心灵的领袖，常常在失败的里面学了功课。
We often learn valuable lessons in our failure.
因为他失败了，
because he failed.
他是认识了他，
because we knew ourselves.
到了有一天，摩西承认说，
So one day Moses acknowledged,
我不过是个境界，
I'm nothing but a thorn.
神说你是境界，
God said you are thorn.
摩西也说我是境界，
Moses also said I am.
我没有用处，
I am useless.
境界是毫无用处，
thorn bush is absolutely useless.
你不能把境界来做一个说辞，
you cannot use thorn bush.那个 table，
圣经经节里的烧火也没有用处。
And even though you use thorn bush to burn fire, it's even useless.
因为它一烧就没有。
It burns for
ever. 你不能取暖。
You cannot keep warm.
经节实在是毫无用处。
They are absolutely useless.
不但没有用处
，not only useless，
难的还有处。
They are it's damaging.
因为它一直要吃的，
这个叫 thorn， 要烧煮。
这个就是。谁是要用的？
It's the verse that the Bible is looking for.
谁不用棕树？
God will not use a palm tree.
谁用境界？
God is using a palm
tree. 摩西啊，你就是最贵的境界。
Moses, you are a palm bush.
但是我与你同在。
But I'm with you.
因为我与你同在，
because I'm with you.
所以虽然你经过许多的艰难，
and because, no matter what you go through,
这些不过是我的管制，
those are nothing but my hand to discipline you.
我用这些来提醒你，
I use these things to purify you.
我用这些来减少你，
I use all these trials to decrease you.
我用这些来向你讲话，
I use them to transform you.
我要向你发光，
I want you to To shine.
我与你同在。
I'm with you.
我的灵乃是在你的身上。
My spirit is in you.
借着我的灵，你能做大事。
Through my spirit, you can do great work.
你能拯救我的百姓脱离埃及。
You can deliver my people out of Egypt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这一个就是神对他启明的启示。
This is God's revelation to His vessel.
我们需要这样的启示。
We need this kind of revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我们是神的器皿。
We are God's vessel.
但是如果我们以为自己是棕树的话
，If we think we are palm trees,
神不能用我。
God cannot use us.
有一天
，One day,
我们承认我们不过是一棵的荆棘。
One day we are nothing but a thorn bush.
我们稀奇
We marvel.
为什么神允许许许多多的事情临到我们？
Why does God allow all these things to come into our lives?
为什么在我们一生之中有许多的遭遇？
Why in our life we have so many difficulties?
为什么有那么多的十字架？
The cross was so heavy.
为什么有这么多的受苦？
With all this suffering.
有一天我们要看见
One day we'll see
他所以允许这些事情临到我们身上
The Lord allow all these things to come into your life
乃是要变化我们
He wants to change
you 他与我们同在
He is with you
如果不是主与我们同在的话
He's not the Lord with us
我们早就离开了
Long ago we perish
如果不是主与我们
Not because he's
mercy 我们早就离开了
He's all long, long ago we perish
因为他怜悯的
缘故 He mercies
我们还没经过一切
We still can go through God is still with us.
我们才能说
we are not.
不是依靠才能
not without our natural strength.
不是依靠智力
not on our
power. 靠大的灵方能成事
but it's according to His might.
有一天
one day,
当我们有这样的意识的
时候 kind of
你要看见
we will see,
神就能用你
then God can begin to use
神就能差遣你
then God can send
去说他要你做的
and he can send you to work that he wants you to do
从哪里的弟兄之
中 so, sister,
我们需要意见
we need vision
我们需要看见那火烧的心
we need to see the burning bush
如果你不看见这个的话
if you do not see this
你不懂你的神
you do not know God
你也不懂你的神的核心
you do not know God
你也不懂得你自己
and you don't know yourself
如果太难的话
if this is the container
怎么能吃分
how can we serve God
我们怎么能领导别人
how can we lead others
所以求神怜悯我们
may God have mercy
叫我们能看见新旧的火焰
may we see the burning bush
在新旧的里面
in the New Testament
还有一个人
there's another person
那就是保罗
that's Paul
我们看见保罗
Paul
他没有看见他们在异象的时候
before heencountered vision on his way to Damascus.
他也有侍奉
He had servants.
并且很热心的侍奉
He was very zealous.
他暗下去抓听耶稣的人
And he was out there to arrest those who are the way.
让他出名定他们的罪
And he accused them and sentenced them.
他认为说他这样是侍奉的
And he thought he was serving God.
他的侍奉没有意向
His service is without what's without vision.
他的侍奉是根据人的遗传。
His service was according to man's tradition.
他没有天上的意象。
He had no heavenly vision.
保罗那个时候乃是法利赛人扫罗。
At that time, Paul was Saul the Pharisee.
扫罗他所接受的人间的遗传，可以说是全世界上最好的遗传。
The tradition Saul received at the time we can consider is the best.
犹太教的遗传那是全世界的宗教里面最高的遗传。
The tradition among the Jewish religion, they are the best in the world.
难怪在当时的时候有许多的外邦人加入犹太教。
And even at that time, many of the Gentiles still become proselytes.
因为他看见犹太教里面的东西是那么的纯洁
and because he sees something in Jewish religion something that's pure
保罗他受了法利赛人的教训
and Paul received the Pharisees teaching
他接受了古人的遗传
he followed the tradition of the fathers
根据这个遗传
according to tradition
他们认为说耶稣乃是个叛徒
and he thought that Jesus Christ was imposter
应当拒绝
He needs to be
persecuted 应当毁掉
Needs to be get rid of
这样才是侍奉神
This is why we are to serve God
所以保罗虽然是一个年轻的人
Even Paul was a young man
但是他的年轻人中间乃是佼佼者
He was one of the prominent young men on those days
他已经在哪里做领袖
He was already a leader
他领导在祝福基督徒
He was a leader in the persecution of God's people
他以为这样是侍奉神
He thought he was serving God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
现在有许多的人在哪里是分身 There are many, many people serving the Lord today. 他们没有天上的意象 They have no heavenly vision. 他们是根据古人的遗传来是分身 They do it according to man's tradition. 就是人最好的遗传 Even man's best tradition. 当你有遗传来是分身的时候 You serve God according to tradition. 你哪里知道你在哪里是分身的How can you know that you are there against God? 是在你是在那里反对神。You are there against God. 你并不是在哪里服侍神。You are not there serving God. 但是可惜人不知道。But they do not know. 有一天 One day, 保罗在大马士的路上 On his way to Damascus, 天上的光照亮他。Heaven opened on him. 他扑倒在地上 And he fell flat on the ground. 他看见了那异者 He saw a vision.他看见了主耶稣 He saw the Lord Jesus 他听见天上有声音 He heard the voice from heaven 扫罗扫罗 Saul Saul 你为什么逼迫我 Why you persecute me 你用脚去吃是难的 You keep a goat is hard 他说主啊你是谁呢 He said Lord who are you 主说我就是你所逼迫拿撒勒人耶稣 The Lord said I'm Jesus who you're persecuting 扫罗就是主啊 The Lord Paul said Lord你要我做什么 What you want me to do 从那一天起 From that moment on 从法利赛人扫罗 From Pharisee From Paul a Pharisee 他就变成使徒
She becomes a party of that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
当
他工作快要完的时候
，when he's toward the end of his ministry，
他和亚述大王面前做见证
，when he stands before King Agrippa，
他说亚述大王啊
，if King Agrippa，
我不是没有违背那种天上来的
意思 ，I was not disobedient to the vision。
从那天大马色路上开始
，from that day in on the way to Damascus，
一直到保罗在罗马行道
，until the day that he was martyred in Rome。
他一生一世。
All throughout his life,
他所有的事情
all of his ministry,
他所有的工作
all his work,
他所有的奔跑
all his labor,
他是根据这天上的
everything was according to the vision.
但是我没有违背那种天上的
I was not disobedient to the vision.
我今天在哪里讲到
when I preach.
我是根据天上的
It's according to the vision I saw.
我今天在哪里行路
When I was on my way traveling,
我是根据天上的意象
I was there on account of the vision I saw.
我今天建立教会
Today I build the church.
我是根据天上的意象
I do it according to the vision I saw.
我今天受苦
Today I suffer.
我根据天上的意象
Because the vision I saw.
我在这里写书信
Here I'm writing a epistle.
是根据天上的意象
Because the vision I saw.Everything he did was according to the vision he saw.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
天上的意象控制了保罗的一生
Heavenly vision takes hold of Paul's life.
难怪他临终的时候
No wonder at the end of his life,
他能说
he can say,
我当他的路跑尽了
I have run the race.
应得的道守住了
I kept the faith.
当他的仗打完了
I have fought the good fight.
从今以后
from now on,
有公义的冠冕为我
found righteous waiting for me.
为什么
Why?
因为他没有违背那种天上的意志
because he did not disobey.
有一天在基督的台前
one day before Christ,
保罗本人也好
Paul himself,
他的侍奉也好
Paul his ministry,
将来被火试验的时候
when the fire refines,
都是金银宝石的
There'll be nothing but gold and silver and precious stone
都能存到永远的里面
And their material for eternity
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们今天的时分有没有意见
Brothers and sisters We have vision in our service
我们没有时间说保罗看见天上的意见
We do not have time to see what Paul saw of heaven
我不过在这里提一句
We only mention
保罗所看见的那个意见
the vision Paul saw
乃是一个属天的人
Is a heavenly man
保罗看见这个属天的人
Paul saw the heavenly man
头乃是升天的基督头
The head
是升天的基督
The risen Christ
升起
The body
乃是所有被子升起
The body is those who are redeemed
保罗看见了这个意象
Paul saw this vision
他看见耶稣是主
He saw the Lord Jesus is the Lord
他看见教会是基督的身体
He saw the church is the body of Christ
是充满万有者是充满
It's full of the fullness of God
难怪保罗他认识主
No wonder Paul knows the Lord
他认识教会
He knows the church
他知道他在这里工作多少
He knows what he's doing
他不是打空气
He's not fighting the air
他在那里照着神的旨意在施行
He's doing according to the will
of God 亲爱的弟兄姊妹这是我们在神面前
This is what we need before the Lord.
求主给我们意象
May the Lord give us vision.